Let us turn to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. I want to read verse 4 and 5. Please read verse 6 together. Hebrews chapter 1.
我念第四第五节, 你们一同开声念第六节。
I will read 4 and 5, please read 6 together.
他所承受的, 既比天使的名更尊贵, 就远超过天使。 所有天使上帝从来对哪一个说, 你是我的儿子, 我今日生你, 又只准哪一个说, 我要做他的父, 他要做我的子。 第六节, 再者, 上帝是长子, 到世上来的时候, 就说, 上帝的使者, 都要拜他, 上帝的使者, 都要拜他。
Let all God's angels worship him.
这个是在弥赛亚有这首诗歌, Let all the angels of God worship him.
And it's something we can find in the song of Messiah.
这是很伟大的一个境界的寻找。
And this is a very great verse and a very great lyrics to sing.
我们上个礼拜已经在这里思想到了神在永恒中间生了圣子。
We already meditated last week about how God in eternity gave us His only Son.
就这样对圣子这个三位一体的第二个位格的了解是很清楚的。
So we have a clear understanding of God the Son.
他是唯一非受造者。
He is the only one that was not created.
与其他的受造者，基督是受生的。
And all, as compared to all things, Christ was begotten by God.
而他不是在这个受造界里面与其他的。 等量的或者同样的一个关系,
and it's not equivalent, have an equivalent relationship like us. All of us were created in a created world.
这个今日生你是永恒的一个生，不是在历史时刻里面的一个生。
When the Bible says today I have become your father, it refers to an eternal birth.
所以我们应当把永恒的本质跟在历史过程中间的事件，我们分开来不同的了解吧。
So we must understand the essence of eternity itself apart from temporal historical facts.
基督是神的独生子,
Christ is the only Son of God.
所以基督呢, 就是本质上与所有其他的受造物是不一样。
And so in essence, Christ is different from all other created beings.
不但是物质界的是不一样,
not only was he different from us physically and materially,
与所有灵界的受造物也是不一样。
He is also different from all created spiritual beings.
所以第四节提到的远远超过天使。
So verse 4 tells us he is much superior to the angels.
这里面是提到了本质的差异，不是分量的差异。
This tells us there's a qualitative difference and not a quantitative difference.
如果基督是比天使更高的,
If Christ is higher than the angels,
那么基督是谁呢?
Who is Christ then?
因为在犹太人的思想中间，天使是最高的受造物。
Because in the concept of the Jews, the angels are the highest created being.
这个天使最尊贵、最荣耀，也是最靠近上帝的受造物。
And they are most honored and they are closest to God.
天使有资格在宝座的四周围昼夜敬拜赞美上帝，是所有其他的受造物不能相比的。
Angels are qualified to worship God all around His throne all day long, and this is not something all other created beings can do.
而如果在这里说他远远超过天使，他是谁呢？
But here the Bible says it's much superior to the angels, so who is he?
所以只有一个可能性,
there is only one possibility.
基督是神,
Jesus Christ is God.
因为他是神才有可能他远超过天使。
Only when he is God can he be much superior to the angels.
耶稣被生这句话就告诉我们，我们的神是有生命本质的那位神。
And we say that Christ is begotten of God, it means that God has the essence of life in him.
他不但有 the substance of life,
not only does he have the substance of life,
神本身又是 source of life,
and God himself is the source of life.
他有生命的本质, 他又是一切生命的源头,
he's the substance and also the source of all life.
不但他是有一切生命的源头, 他更是创造一切生命的创造者。
Not only is he the source of all life, he is the creator of all life.
他不是受造的, 他是创造的。
He is not created, he is the creator himself.
生命在他里面,
because life is in him.
这个生命的本质,
the essence of this life,
这个生命的源头,
the source of this life,
这个生命的创造者就是神,
the creator of the life itself is God.
圣父是有生命的本质的上帝。
And so God the Father is the God who is the source of life, the essence of life.
圣子也就是一切生命源头的上帝。
And God the Son is the source of all life.
因为圣父借着圣子创造了万有。
Because God created all things through God the Son.
所以呢，圣父就借着圣子把生命赐给所有的。
So through the Son, the Father gives us life.
而圣灵是叫人得生命的那个第三个位格。
And the Holy Spirit is the third person of God and enables us to receive life.
父、子、圣灵，三位一体的上帝是生命的主宰。
And so the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Triune God, is the Lord of life.
这三个位格之间的关系，也就成为我们彼此相爱的一个最高的楷模了。
The relationship between these three persons of God becomes the model for us as we love each other.
这是任何一个宗教都没有办法明白，也没有的一个教义。
This is something that all other religions can never understand and does not have the doctrine anyway.
有的宗教都相信神是独一的，孤苦伶仃，单单独独，从永恒到永恒，只有独一的那一位上帝。
Some religions believe that God is only one and He's alone from eternity to eternity.
这样的一位上帝呢，就是没有产生位格记的关系，在它里面的可能。
And this God does not have the possibility of having relationship between Himself.
No interpersonal relationship within this God. 所以这样的一位神呢，就不可能借着相爱的举动，成为我们效法的一个源头了。And
so this God cannot be the model for us as we try to love each other.
这样子，凡是只信独一真神，但是不信三位一体的宗教，就没有可能产生爱的生活。
And so a religion that only believes in one God cannot have a life of loving.
这是你很清楚从整个宗教的现象里面可以看出来他们不同的地方。
From the religious phenomena on the surface, we can see the difference.
在他的这个教训里面有提到神是慈爱的，神是怜悯的，但没有这句话，神就是爱。
In the doctrines, you see that they say that God is merciful, God is compassionate, but you will never see the word God is love.
Tuhan Allah itu rahimnya, Tuhan Allah itu rahmannya. 这个用这个回教的，这阿拉伯文把它改成东方的语言的时候，就表示神是怜悯的，神是慈爱的，但是从来不会说神就是爱。
The Arabic translation tells us that God is compassionate, God is merciful, but never that God is love.
神是怜悯的。
Yes, God is merciful.
神是有慈悲的。
And He is compassionate.
就表示他有这种慈悲的爱的本，这个属性而已。
It just simply means that He has these characters within Him.
这不成为他生命的本质。 他的道德本性的本质,
but this is not the substance of his life or the substance of his ethics.
圣经清楚告诉我们，上帝就是爱。
But the Bible clearly says that God is love.
这样到了20世纪的时候,
and so by the 20th century,
无论神学,
it doesn't matter if it's theology,
无论是哲学,
or philosophy,
或者心理学,
or psychology,
就开始强调了位格记之间的关系是很重要的一种新的学问的。
All this understanding try to emphasize that it's very important to understand interpersonal relationship.
但是这件事情在圣经里面早就成为神三位一体的本性里面原有的东西。
But this is something which we already see in the Bible originally between the Triune God.
所以所谓最新的哲学、最新的神学思想、最新的心理学，其实是落后的不得了的东西。
So the latest theology, latest philosophy, or latest psychology actually are very far behind.
因为神不但是生命的源头,
because God not only is the source of life,
神是爱的本体,
He is also love itself.
神是三个位格在一起的这个对的真实。
The Triune God is one true God.
所以位格记之间的关系是从神本性里面产生出来的。
So interpersonal relationship comes forth from God in the beginning.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I become your father.
子是由父生出来的。
And so the Son is begotten of the Father.
灵是由父一直出来的。
Whereas the Holy Spirit comes forth from the Father and the Son.
无论是生于父或者出于父子，都非受造。
Whether it's begotten or come forth from the Father and Son, they are not created.
所以圣父非受造。
So God the Father is not created.
他是至存永存的。
He is self-existing and everlasting.
圣子是受生的，谁也非受造。
God the Son is begotten, so He is not created also.
圣灵是由父子而出，谁也非受造。
And the Holy Spirit comes forth from the Father and Son, so He is not created as well.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是那至存、永存、自生、自出的那一位三位一体的三个不同位格。
And so God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is a self-existing and everlasting God that begotten Himself and come forth from Himself.
只有这一位独一。 永存或生命源头的三位一体的上帝可以说 I am who I am。
Only this true and God who is self-existing, the only one that lives forevermore can declare that I am who I am.
生命是从他出来的。
Because life comes forth from him.
所有在他之外的生命都是他造的生命。
All life external to him has been created by him.
使这些被造的生命可以继续存活的生命力也是从他来的。
And the life force that sustains all lives also came from him.
这样的一位神才是生命的主宰。
A God like that truly is the Lord of life.
当父对子说你是我的儿子，我今日生你的时候。
And when the father said to the son, "You are my son," today I've become your father.
我们不可以理解这个时间过程里面所发生的一件事件。
We cannot comprehend this as something that is historical.
This is not an event happened in the process of time. 因为这是在永恒中间的这个神的本性。
Because this is something that happened within eternity, the nature of God himself.
所以我们把这个先定下来了。
So first we must have this definition.
在这样的一位神在永恒中。
That this God is within eternity.
他不是在步骤中的。
He is not in the process.
不是在程序中间。
He is not moving along.
程序中间的步骤不是绝对的。
And those of us who are in stages of life is not absolute.
既然在程序中间不是绝对的，程序过程中间你就不是真神。
And so anything that is subjected to the process itself cannot be the true God.
20th century 又产生了过程神学的理论。
And in the 20th century, we also have theology of the process.
20th century 又产生了神学的这个过程的一个历史。
There's also the process of history.
所以当我们看见这个神自己也被放在过程的历史的过程中间的时候，这个已经不真正了解神的绝对绝对的本性。
So when people think that God is in the process itself, they have mistaken the true identity and nature of God.
过程这就是谁提出来的？
Progressive philosophy, where did it come from?
就是从一个英国的大教授叫做 Alfred North Whitehead 提出来的。
And this is by an English professor, Alfred North Whitehead.
而过程神学谁出来的？
And what about progressive theology?
Chicago 的一个神学教授叫做 Hathron 把它提出来的。
He came from a professor.From Chicago.
在这个观念中间呢，他们认为连神自己都在过程中间，不知道以后会变成什么。
In this concept, God Himself is in the process itself, and He doesn't know what's going to happen next.
这种哲学中，这种神学就把神拉到过程的下面来。
And this philosophy and theology brings God within the process itself.
连神自己就不知道未来的将来有多大的分量。
In other words, they think that even God does not know what's going to happen in the future.
这个未来的分量是不可知的。
And it is the future is something that is not to be known.
神像我们一样不知道以后变成什么。
Because God is like us, He will not know what happens in the future.
这个叫做 unknown quantity of the future, even in God's life.
所以在上帝的生命里面，到中未来他也不知道会发生什么事情。
这个思想不是圣经的思想。
Of course, this is not biblical teaching.
因为当圣经上帝说 "I am who I am" 的时候，他是永恒的现在，永恒的肯定，他是绝对知道他自己是怎样。
Because in the Bible, when God says "I am who I am," He firmly knows who He is in the entire eternity.
所以我们得了一个结论 ：Anything which is in the process is not absolute.
所以我们知道在这个过程当中都不是绝对的。
那么神是 the absolute absolute, so he is not in the process.
上帝是绝对的绝对，他不是在过程当中的。
为什么说上帝是绝对的绝对呢？
Why do you say God is absolute of absolute?
因为只有神自己是绝对的本体。
Because he is the embodiment of the absolute himself.
所以他的绝对是在本体中的绝对，所以这个是绝对的，所以叫做绝对的绝对。
And so he says the absoluteness of God is within his embodiment of absolute itself.
那么其他的绝对是什么呢？
What about other sense of absolute?
非绝对的绝对。
They are non-absolute absolute.
非绝对的绝对是相对的，把自己绝对化，然后以为它就是绝对的，那个叫做非绝对的绝对。
Non-absolute absolutes are absolutes that have been relative to themselves. People declare themselves to be absolutes.
Contradiction. That is a relative which try to absolutize themselves and think they are absolute. Actually, they are not.他们是相对的，但是自我绝对化，然后以为他就是绝对的。
So people who think in a relative term, they declare themselves to be absolute, so they think that they are absolute.
他们在过程中间
，although they are in the process itself,
他们冒充永远不变的。
And they think that they will not change forever.
这种自我绝对化的过程本身就证明他们在过程中他就不是真的绝对。
And so this process of trying to absolute yourself shows that you are in the process itself.
这一段你很难听，对不对
？This is very difficult.
你管他绝对绝对相对，最好就是对，不要不对就是了。
You probably think it doesn't matter so long as it's right or wrong.
好，我继续这样讲，讲讲。
I'm going to continue.
那神不在过程中间。
God is not in the process.
所以你就要了解，我今日生你，那不是在暂时的过程中间发生的。
So when the Bible says today I have become your father, it's not something that happens in history.
不是，我今日生你，不是我 become your father。前面那句。
那个 translation said today I have become your father. 那个我今日生你。
My goodness. What translation is that?
And I will.
And I will. 今日生你，我没有，他没有说我今日做你的父亲，我今日生你。
Today I begotten you.
重点不是位分，是那个生字。
The idea is not this status, but this sense of begotten.
所以这个是永恒的。
And so this is for all eternity.
但是接下的一句话就很吸引人了。
But the next sentence is very attractive.
下一句话说我要做你的父亲，你要做我的儿子。
The Bible says, I will be his father and he will be my son.
这是变成一个过程的一些事件。
And this becomes something, an event in the process.
所以这样我们看见了永恒中间的实体同在过程中间的事实或者事件怎么相连起来呢？
But how does this embodiment in eternity have a relationship with something in the temporal world?
前面那一句跟后面那一句都只有耶稣基督才可以接受的。
The verse before and the verse after can only be applied to Jesus Christ.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I've given birth to you.
这句话是耶稣基督听到的。
And this is something Jesus Christ heard.
神对耶稣讲这句话。
Because God said this to Jesus Christ.
接下去他说，我要做你的父亲，你要做我的儿子。也只有耶稣可以听到这句话。
And then the next sentence, I will be his father and he will be my son. Only applied to Jesus Christ.
因为从来没有天使听过这样的见证。
Because no other angels have ever heard.
上帝从来没有指过任何一个天使讲这样一句话。
God has not spoken to this to any of the angels.
所以基督才是远超过天使。
So only Christ is much superior to the angels.
那基督既然是永恒最真的，为什么说基督也是变成儿子的呢
？So but Christ is in eternity. How come Christ now is becoming a son?
这样基督就在永恒的绝对中有份，基督也在过程的相对中有份的。
So we see that Christ is a part in eternity and also a part in relative process.
他是唯一有这双重身份的一个位格。
He is the only person of God who has this dualistic character.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
就在这里我们看见基督的永恒性跟基督的历史性。
So here we see the eternal Jesus Christ and the historical Jesus Christ.
基督的永恒性。
The eternity of Christ.
他就是第二位格圣子上帝。
He is the second person of the Triune God, God the Son.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
基督的历史性。
But the historical Jesus Christ.
就是他来到世界，道成肉身，变成儿子，又成为人子的那一位。
Refers to the person who came to world, God incarnated to become the Son of Man.
如果这样，我们能不能说耶稣就不是神了？
Does that mean that Christ is not God?
不可能的。
No.
他是神。
He is God.
那我们不是说了在过程中间的就不是神吗？
Did we not say earlier that those who are in the process is not God?
这句话还是对的。
It's still true.
基督在过程中间的他变成人了。
And in the process itself, God became human.
他又是神子，他又是人子。
He is the Son of God and the Son of Man.
从神子的身份来看，他是永恒的。
From the Son of God, He is for all eternity.
从人子的身份来看，上帝与他立约，你做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。
But as the Son of Man, God has a covenant with Him. I will be His Father, and He will be my Son.
而这句话的原先是在圣经里面撒母耳记下七章十四节记录出来的。
And this is what we can see in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 14.
这句话是对谁讲的呢？
From whom, to whom is this verse
2 given to? 对大卫讲的话。
This is something that God spoke to David.
上帝对大卫立约，你要做我的儿子。我要做你父亲。
God had a covenant with David. I will be your father and you will be my son.
这样，大卫的身份就是神儿子的身份，来治理神的百姓。
And so David has his status as the son of God to rule over his people.
只代父执行政权的。
The son rules the people on behalf of the father.
上帝为什么选大卫做他的儿子来治理百姓呢？
But why did God choose David in the first place to rule over his people?
因为他是以色列人第一个合神心意的君王。
Because he's the first king that was close to God's heart.
以色列人的第一个王不是大卫，而是扫罗。
The first king of Israel is not David but Saul.
但扫罗是不合神心意的。
But Saul was displeasing to God.
当扫罗被选出来的时候
，When Saul was elected,
因为他是高大的
And he, because he was huge in
比人高过一个头
he was taller than people.
所以大家想我们有这样的总统就很像样了
And so people say this is a good thing to have.
比人高一个头
He's one head taller than
所有人聚会的时候他的头跑出来这出人头地就是这个意思嘛
So he stands out in the crowd.
好我们就怕他选做王吧
And so let's select him as our king.
因为他的体力过人
Because he's strong.
他的身材过人
And he's tall.
他的身高过人
And he's a height.
所以他可以做我们的领袖
So he can be our leader.
但是神所拣选的刚好反过来
But God chose something that's directly opposite.
神选耶稣的家里面最小最小的孩子
He chose the youngest son in the family of Jesse.
所以人选最大的上帝选最小的
So a human being will select the biggest one but God will choose the smallest.
大卫是耶稣家里面最小的一个孩子
David was the youngest in the family of Jesse.
所以当撒母耳去为这个选择王来到耶稣家里的时候
So when Samuel went to select the king and
the family, 大的带出来
They brought the eldest
第二个带出来
the second one,
第三个带出来
the third one,
一个一个都带出来
and one after another.
结果呢神没有对撒母耳说这是我拣选的人
But God did not choose any of the sons.
七个孩子都过了以后呢
after seven sons had passed,
那么没有选中的
they did not select any
他就问耶稣说你还有孩子吗
So Samuel asked Jesse, do you have any more children?
我还有一个
one more.
他现在在牧场里面牧羊
He is now shepherding the flock.
是最小的
the youngest.
这个没有什么意义的小孩子
Quite meaningless.
你就把他带来。
And Jesse said,
大卫被带回来的时候
，When David was brought,
耶和华的灵对撒母耳说，就是他。
The Spirit of the Lord tells Samuel that this is he.
高大卫做以色列王。
And he anointed David as the king of Israel.
大卫做以色列王的时候
，When David became king,
他在神面前领受了应许的话语。
And he received a covenant and promise from God.
我要做你的父亲，你要做我的儿子。
I will be your father, you will be my son.
大卫怕得不得了。
And David was frightened.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我怎么可以做王？
How can I be king?
你为什么选我？
Why did you select me?
但是大卫心里想了。
But in his heart, he called.
我是全家最小的。
I'm the youngest.
我是不配的。
I'm not worthy. 但
神的应许临到他以后呢？
But when the covenant and promise of God was upon him.
不但不再逃避了。
Not only did he not escape.
他不但不再推迟了。
He did not deny anymore.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
如果这样。
求
你使我的子子孙孙不断能做王。
I ask that for the generations, my children will be.
刚才很不好意思谦卑，我不敢不敢。现在子子孙孙做王。
Earlier he was humble, but now he wants all generations to be.
上帝的应许，大卫的子孙不断能继续在宝座上做王。
And so God promised that his descendants will be king all the time.
那么大卫的子孙真的不断能做王吗
？Is it true that there was no stopping?
没有。
Not true.
现在没有了嘛
？There's no more king.
现在没有大卫的子孙做王了。
There are no descendants of David as king.
当叙利王做犹太的王的时候
，When the Syrian king became the Jerusalem king,
已经不是大卫的子孙了。
The king was already not the descendant.
他是以东人的后代。
And he was the descendant of an
Edom. 不是神选他做王的。
It's not selected by God.
乃是罗马的凯撒把他选做王来治理犹太人的。
He was somebody appointed by Caesar from Rome.
所以犹太人恨他恨得不得了。
So the Jews really hated him.
但是这个叙利王大叙利是个很伟大的心理学家。
But Herod was a person with great psychology.
所以他犹太人，你不要我做王。我去给你做一个最大的圣殿，你一定就心满意足，忘记我那里来的了。
So he built them a great temple so that they will forget where he came from.
所以他就收买犹太人的宗教的良心。
And so he bought over the religious consciousness.
这个时候已经不是大卫的子孙做王了。
So when King Herod was in place, he's no longer the descendant of David.
耶稣诞生在世界上的时候。
So when Jesus Christ was born.
马太福音的最先一段就是证明耶稣才是大卫的子孙。
The first portion of the Gospel of Matthew proves that Jesus Christ is the descendant of
David. 大卫的子孙不是指多数，是指单数。
The descendant of David does not refer to the multitude.
女人的后裔不是指多数的，是指单数。
The descendant of the woman is referred to just one.
那同意要怀胎生一个孩子，不是指多数的，是指单数。
A virgin will conceive and give birth a son, and that's a singular son.
大卫有一个子孙，有作王，直到永永远远，那到底是谁呢？
And it's going to be a descendant of David that will be king for all eternity. Who is this person?
这就是将士伟人。的神的儿子
and this will be the Son of God who came to earth for us.
当神与大卫做王的时候说你的约
the covenant that God had with David.
我要做你的父，你要做我的子。
I will be your father, you will be my son.
这句话好像是对一个人有身体的人做王的人子讲的话。
This seems to be a sentence given to a physical human being.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，天使中有谁？上帝曾经对他说：“你做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。”那是指耶稣，不是指大卫。
The author of Hebrew refers to Jesus Christ when he says, "You are my son, and I have become your father today."
这个不是指大卫，乃是指耶稣。
It's not referring to David, but to Jesus Christ.
这样就产生了一个解经上的困难。
Then we have a difficulty in Bible exposition.
什么困难呢？
What kind of difficulty?
到底是大卫呢，或者大卫的子孙才是真正领受那个应许的吗？
Who is the person that received this promise? Is it David or the descendant of David?
自从撒母耳记下七章十四节以后，
because after 2 Samuel 7:14,
所有犹太人立他们的王的时候都要念这节圣经。
All the Jewish people, when they have a king, they want to refer to this Bible verse.
When they ordinate their king, they proclaim this verse. 上帝说，你做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。
And that God said, I will be your father and you will be my son.
所以所有大卫的后代凡作王的都要在这一节圣经里面被发誓被按立。
And so all of them were ordained through this Bible verse, all the descendants of David.
这个与东方的文化是完全不一样。
This is something very different from Eastern culture.
他是神的儿子来做王的。
He is the son of God coming to become king.
那么西方的文化也不一样的。
And Western culture is different.
因为罗马帝国的王不说他是神的儿子，他就说他就是神。
Because the Roman emperor does not say that he's the son of God, he is God himself.
他们自己就称自己为神。
So they call themselves gods.
所以罗马帝国的皇帝就下令要求全国的百姓要拜他们该杀，拜他们的王。
And so Caesar is to be worshipped by all the people within the Roman Empire.
要称该杀为主。
And Caesar is to be referred as Lord.
一国之主。
He's the Lord of the nation.
他凭什么做他们的王呢？
How can he be their king?
因为他是神嘛。
Because he is God.
所以该杀就是神。
And so Caesar is God.
为这缘故的百姓称该杀为主，该杀为主。
So because of that, they refer to Caesar as Lord.
保罗就对罗马的基督徒说。
And so Paul says to the Roman Christian,
若有人口称耶稣为主，心里相信他从死里复活，就必得救。
If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and in your heart believe that he is risen from the dead, you will be saved.
而今天许多误解圣经，随便用圣经的时候，你称耶稣为主，你就得救；称耶稣的求告诉你，就会得快快叫耶稣是，你就得救。
So many people are mistaken with these Bible verses. They keep telling people to just say that Jesus is Lord and you will be saved.
如果圣经是这样解释的话，
if this is the way you should interpret the Bible,
那耶稣就不会说反称呼我主啊主啊，就得救吗？他说不一定。
And Jesus will not say, not all who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God.
你们不要以为说称呼主啊主啊的就必得救。
Do not think that you will be saved just because you call upon my name.
那一天我实实在告诉你。
Because truly I say to you.
有许多人说主啊，我奉你的名赶鬼，我奉你的名行神迹，我奉你的名说预言。耶稣说去吧，你们最糟的人，我从来不认识你们。
Because lots of people say in the last day that Lord, in your name we have chased out demons, in your name we have done miraculous things. And Jesus will say, go, I do not know you.
所以保罗说凡称呼主名的就必得救，什么意思？
But what did Paul means when he says that if you confess with your lips, you will be saved?
这句话是特别对罗马的这个基督徒讲的。
This is specially directed towards the Christians living in Rome.
在罗马帝国的法律之下，承认耶稣是主，是一个要送命要预备死愿意寻道的人，有这种信心的人是得救。
To confess with your lips within the Roman Empire means that you are prepared to die for your faith. So these people deserve to be saved.
所以罗马帝国的皇帝是自称为神。
The Roman Empire, Emperor himself is God.
而东方的皇帝自称为天子。
Whereas the Empress of the East refer themselves to be the Son of Heaven.
中国皇帝不敢说自己是天。
And those Chinese emperor never say that they are heaven.
也不敢说自己是神。
They never say that they are God.
只敢说自己天的儿子。
They only dare to say they are sons of heaven.
怎么生下来他也不讲。
And they don't tell you how they are begotten.
因为他自己莫名其妙怎么讲。
Because they don't know themselves.
所以他只称自己为天子。
So they refer to themselves as sons of heaven.
中国皇帝不过是天子，日本皇帝是天皇，你看厉害不厉害？
Whereas the Japanese emperor is the heavenly emperor.
所以他认为他是有神性的皇帝。
I believe that he has a sense of divinity.
又有神性，又是皇帝。
He is a king and also has
divine. 换句话说，他是神道降下在人间的统治者。
Yeah, in other words, he's a conqueror that the heavens have sent.
这些都是很可怕的政治。
And these are very frightening politics.
因为这些冒充神、自我绝对化的非绝对者。结果就用绝对的权威随意生发。
Because these people have absolute power, they pretend to be the absolute god, and they themselves are not.
这是整个世界历史中的政治最大的危机。
This is the biggest political crisis in the entire history of man.
正像北京一个很重要的教授对我讲一句话。
It's a very important professor in Beijing who said.
中国历史最大的失败。
It's the biggest failure in Chinese history.
就是我们的观念中间没有一个本体论的上帝。来掌管那些管制百姓的政治家。
And that is in our concept historically, we do have the concept of God to rule over the conquerors and people rule over us.
所以他说，中国需要一个本体性的上帝。So we need an ontological God beyond the power of the dictators and all the emperors.
所以我们需要本体性的上帝来统治我们的统治者。
这样的大卫神跟他立约的时候，你成为我的儿子，我成为你的父亲。就喊所有的政治所有君王完全不一样。
So when God made a covenant with David, it shows that he's different from all other kings in the world.
而这位领受这句话的原来不是大卫，是基督。
But the person who received this statement in the first place is not David, but Jesus
Christ. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫不过是基督的预表而已。
Because David was only a foreshadow and a type of Christ.
像大卫讲过的一句话成为一个很大的嫌疑，但是很少人注意到。
There is a sentence by David that has become a great mystery that many people do not notice.
直到耶稣在世界上的时候点出来，给那些律法师同那些法利赛人挑战的时候，他们不知道怎么回答。
And only Jesus Christ pointed it out when he referred this to the Pharisees and the scribes, and they did not know how to answer him.
基督是大卫的子孙吗？
Is Jesus the descendant of David?
是
，Yes.
基督是大卫的子孙。
Jesus is the descendant of David.
如果他是大卫的子孙，为什么大卫称呼他叫做主啊
？But why did David refer him to as Lord?
你以后要不要叫你的孙子主啊，主啊？要不要
？Will you call your grandchildren Lord?
如果他是大卫的主子孙，为什么他又是大卫的主呢
？How can he be the Lord of David when he's the descendant of David?
犹太人不知道怎么回答。
The Jews were confused.
原来这句话是大卫讲的。
This is something said by David.
大卫说：“耶和华对我主说。”
David said, "Lord God spoke to my Lord."
耶和华对我主说。
Jehovah God spoke to my Lord.
这样的耶和华是谁呢？
Who is Jehovah God?
耶和华是上帝。
He is God.
主是谁呢？
Who is Lord?
是上帝。
Is Lord God also?
上帝对我的上帝说。
So God said to my God.
这是怎么样解释一件事？
How do you explain this?
基督在世界上的时候，
When Christ was on earth,
就用犹太人所读过的这些圣经来挑战犹太人，叫他们知道对圣旨的了解，他们是完全不服的。
He challenged the Jews using this Bible verse so that they know that they really do not know anything about the Son.
尊敬耶和华到一个地步。
The Jews had great respect for Jehovah God.
照着十条诫命的第三条。
By the third commandment of the
Ten Commandments. 上帝说你不可妄称我的名。
The commandment says you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
你们尊我的名为圣。
You must honor my name as holy.
犹太人在抄写圣经的时候。
So when the Jews write the scripture,
一章里面出现耶和华的名字几十次，他几十次洗手才可以再抄下。
If the word Jehovah appear many many times, every time they write it, they got to go clean their hands.
抄了几个字以后，再出现耶和华，他再去洗手，回过来，他跪下来，再刻那三个字，然后才坐下。
If they encounter the word again, they will go and wash their hand, kneel down, and then continue copying.
这样尊敬上帝的名。
So they are very pious and devoted to the word of God.
当他们把圣经抄完了以后，
after they finish writing the scripture,
从头很谨慎的查看。
They will carefully examine it.
如果有一点弄错了，
if there's just one point is wrong,
多了一划，
maybe another stroke,
整片的羊皮都把它撕掉烧掉，不能存在世界上。
They will just destroy the entire lamb skin and just get it.
表示神的话尊重到这个地步。
It shows that the praise God's way with great honor.
是圣经千年存下来到现在还是正确。
And that is why we have an accurate Bible after all these thousands of years.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
1947年所发现的死海古卷。
In 1947-48, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
跟我们现在的圣经相对照的时候
，When we make a comparison with that,
你看见了准确性的高度。是没有任何一本其他的书可以相比。
We see that the modern Bible is very, very accurate. No other books can compare.
当他们把圣经写完了以后
，After they finish the scripture，
他们的会堂聚会的时候
，And when they are in the assembly worship，
敬拜上帝的时候
，When they are worshiping God，
他们宣读神的话语的时候
，When we read the word of God，
他们不敢念耶和华这个名字
，They will not dare to say the word
Jehovah， 因为他们敬畏上帝到这个地步
，Because they have such great fear of God。
当他们看到耶和华这三个字的时候
，When they see the word Jehovah，
他们念主。这句话
They will use the word Lord.
所以这个传统就在英国钦定一本 King James Version 保留下来
And this tradition is seen in the King James Version.
所以刚才那一段的圣经呢，英文是 The Lord says to my Lord.
So in English is the Lord says to my Lord.
他不是说耶和华对我主说
And it's not Jehovah God saying to my Lord.
他说主对我主说
But the Lord says to my Lord.
那第一个主是谁呢？
Who is the first Lord?
是最高的神。
Is the highest God.
第二个主是谁呢？
What about the second one?
是大卫的子孙。
Is the descendant of David.
那么神对大卫的子孙说什么呢？
What did God say to the descendant of David?
你要坐在我的右边。
You are going to sit on my right hand.
我十仇敌是你的脚凳。
I want the enemies to become your footstool.
神对基督的应许是什么呢？
What is the promise that God gave to Jesus Christ?
就是这句话。
And this is it.
你要做我的儿子。
You are my son.
我要做你的父亲。
I want to be your father.
这样基督的王权。
And so the authority and kingship of God.
正是委任以最高上帝的王权。
Came from God, the highest God himself.
就从所有东方的君王的自称天子、自称天皇，从西方文化的自称就是神，是完全不可同日而语的。
And this is completely different from Eastern philosophy where people declare themselves to be sons of heaven or from the West where people declare themselves to be God.
主对我主说
The Lord said to my Lord.
所以这个大卫的子孙
So the descendant of David.
也就是那永恒的子
is also the eternal son.
在历史的中间
in history
在历史的事件的中间
in historical events.
他在过程中间也生出来
He was born within the process.
所以当他永恒生的时候他是神的儿子
When he was born in eternity, he's the son of God.
当他在历史中间生的时候，又成了人的儿子。
But when he was born in history, he's the son of man.
这一位基督
，Only this Jesus Christ.
是永恒者
，is eternal.
又是历史性的
，and also historical.
是创造者
，is the creator.
又进到受造界
，and also enter into created world.
是见证者
，is the absolute.
也进入过程的
，but also enter into the
process. 看不见的神
，is invisible God.
道成肉身，成了看得见的身体的
，become God incarnated physical.
这是基督教义所有。宗教不同的地方。
This is the difference between Christianity and all other faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
凡真正认识这位三位一体的神，借着爱把他的道成了肉身，儿子赐下来的，他们一定可能了解什么叫做真正的爱的传递生活。
And those who really understand this understanding of the triune God through love, the God the Son coming to us, these people will truly understand what fellowship in love means.
相反的，有了宗教，就越有宗教，就越过仇恨痛。勇敢杀别人的生活。
On the contrary, a lot of religion, the more fervent they are, the more hatred they have in their life.
神对基督说
，As God said to Christ,
我要你做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。
I will be your father, and you will be my son.
这样在基督在世界上的时候
，So when Christ was on earth,
他对人他说他是人子。
When he was with man, he said he's the
son
of man.
在神面前他叫父啊。
But in front of God, he says father.
所以他没有人间的父。
He does not have a physical father.
他只有天上的父。
He only have a father in heaven.
他在人中间，他称自己为人子。
When he's among us, he calls himself the son of man.
他曾经的过程中间成了人的儿子。
Because in the process of time, he was once the son of man.
这位在人中间人子的是蒙天父喜悦的那一位。
But this is the person who is pleasing to the heavenly father.
是我要做你的父，你要做我的子。
So the father said, I will be your father and you will be my son.
这位又是神的儿子，又是人的儿子的耶稣基督。
This Jesus Christ is the son of God and son of man.
就成了神人中间独一的中保。
Became the only mediator between God and man.
因为他有神性。
Because he's divine.
所以他有大能代表神赐下恩典给我们。
So he has great power to give us the grace.
因为他有人性。
But because of his humanity.
他可以担当人的软弱为我们钉在十字架。
He's able to take upon our burden and weaknesses to be crucified for us.
基督是神的儿子，基督又是人的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Son of Man.
当他做人的时候。
When he was a man.
他领受了神这么大的喜悦。
He received great joy from God.
这么尊贵的一个这个契约。
And this great covenant from God.
这伟大的应许。
And this great promise from God.
你要做我的儿子，我做你的父亲。
I will be your father, and you will be my son.
天使从来没有一个听过上帝讲这样的话。
Not a single angel has ever heard this statement from God.
所以基督的位分是特殊的。
And so the status of Christ is unique.
我们对基督的认识也是特殊的。
Our understanding of Christ is unique in itself.
因为没有天使，没有别的受造物。也更没有别的宗教的创意人有这样的一个身份。
Because no angels, no other created beings, and no other religious leader have this sort of understanding.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当基督进到历史中间的时候
，When Christ entered into history.
那么现在第三句话在第六节出现了。
The third sentence is seen in verse 6.
上帝使他的长子来到世界的时候
，God brings his firstborn into the world.
就说，上帝的使者都要敬拜他。
And God says, let all God's angels worship you.
所以这里我们看见了基督同敬拜之间的关系是什么。
So we see here the relationship between Christ and worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
不是神的人要人敬拜他。
It's not that the man of God wants men to worship him.
道成肉身的神成为人的时候到底的敬拜的事情怎么样。
But what is the relationship between this God incarnated and worship?
我相信希伯来书的作者不仅是精细到发现别人没有发现的重要的精义。
I believe that the author of Hebrew is very precise and concise in his reading of the scripture and discover many things nobody else has.
Let all the angels of God worship him.
所有的天使要来崇拜他。
这句话在旧约只有出现一次。
This only appeared once in the Old Testament.
在新约也只有出现一次。
And only once in the New Testament.
而抓到这一节发挥出来的只一个人，就是希伯来书的作者。
And only one person has seen this, and that's the author of Hebrew.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
基督既然超过众天使。
Since Christ is much superior to all the angels.
基督是神的儿子。
Since Christ is the Son of God.
基督就不是人，基督就不是天使，他超过天使，他就是神。
And so Christ is not man, is not angels. He's much superior to the angels, so he is God.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
神就要接受敬拜。
And so he must receive worship.
你说接受谁的敬拜呢？
Who's worship?
接受人的敬拜吗？
Man's worship.
上帝说让所有天使都敬拜他。
And God said that all God's angels worship him.
所以天上所有的天使都应当敬拜耶稣基督。
So all the angels in heaven must worship Jesus Christ.
但是是不是所有的使者都顺服上帝的命令？
But is it true that all messengers of God is obedient to him?
没有。
No.
我告诉你，做父亲的受尊重。也很盼望孩子继承他受尊重你听懂听不懂
As a father receiving honor we also hope that our son will receive the same honor
所以很多人盼望他的儿子继承他
So many people want their children to inherit everything
我想苏哈多很帅但是这一点他是差不多的
This is something Suharto wants as well
他从来不要他的孩子继承他的政治地位
He does not want his children to inherit his political
position 我说感谢上帝
So I say thanks be to
God 如果苏哈多的孩子在继承他呢比你完蛋的更可怕
Indonesia will be bad state his children took over.
因为这些人是不像样的。
Because these people are really terrible.
但是神是绝对的绝对者。
But God is the absolute absolute.
神的圣子有神性的本体。
The Son of God is the essence of divinity itself.
所以父说让所有的使者都要敬拜他。
So the Father said that all God's angels worship him.
子是配受敬拜。
It means that the Son is worthy of worship.
子是应当受我们敬拜的。
And the Son ought to be worshipped by us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他有神性。
He is divine.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
他是生命的创造者。
He is the creator.
他是生命的供应者。
He is the provider of life.
他是生命的本体。
He is the life itself.
他是神。
He is God.
让所有天使都要敬拜他。
Let all God's angels worship him.
现在我们要论到圣子与敬拜之间的关系。
So now we want to talk about the relationship between God the Son and worship.
圣子有敬拜过谁吗？
Does the Son worship anyone?
没有
No.
圣子是神，所以他不敬拜谁，他是受敬拜者。
The Son is God, so he does not worship anyone. He receives worship instead.
这个你一定要先肯定的。
This is something you must be affirmed.
他不是 worshiper.
He's not a worshipper.
He's the one to be worshipped.
他是受敬拜的。
既然子是受敬拜的,
And since the Son received worship,
那么这样呢,我们就把他的永恒, 创造万有之间的永恒, 跟万有结束之后的永恒分开来谈。
We separate him from the eternity before creation and the eternity after creation.
在创造万有之间的永恒,
The eternity before the creation of the world,
基督接受敬拜吗?
Did Christ receive worshiping?
是的,
yes.
他是天使所敬拜的君王。
He is the king on which all angels worship.
父既然说你是我的儿子, 那众使者都要敬拜你。
Because the Father says, let all God's angels worship him.
这样的永恒中间, 基督原始受天使敬拜。
So in eternity, Christ originally was worshipped by all angels.
那么就在那个时候,
by at that time,
有不顺服上帝, 顺服天父的使者,
there are messengers of God that were disobedient to God. They did not worship Christ.
所以现在我们就 talking about the cosmic drama.
So now we are talking about a cosmic drama.
永恒界的一个这个 drama.
是永恒界的一个戏剧。那这个戏剧是一个属灵的戏剧。 This is spiritual drama.
也就是呢，宇宙之间的恶怎么样发生，那怎么样牵动历史中间的道德的败坏，那有基督的救赎怎么样成全原先神所定的那个最美好的旨意。
And this is something that we see in eternity, how evil come about and how salvation come about to fulfill the eternal will of God.
我们通常的观念是什么呢？
What is our usual concept?
第一个罪就是骄傲。
And the first sin is pride.
对不对? 你们常听过这句话吗?
Yes,
我是没有圣经的根据说这个是圣经里面讲的。
I think there's no biblical basis to this.
我要从圣经对罪的解析的最原则性的话来分析另外一个可能性。
I want to analyze another possibility from biblical understanding.
圣经提到了人被造的时候,
The Bible says when man is created,
有神的形象,
they had the image of God.
圣经提到基督被受造的时候,
Where else when the seraphims were built?
It was a cherubim.
The cherubims were made.
天使长被造的时候,
where the archangels were made.
受造之的是很完全的，是很齐全的，是很美丽的。
They were perfect and beautiful on the day they were created.
人是用尘土造成的。
But men were made by dust.
他是用别的宝石造成的。
He was made by all sorts of precious stones.
人被造是有肉体物质的身体把我们限制掉的。
We are limited by physical human body.
它被造是在灵界永恒的状况中间被造。
But angels were created in the spiritual world.
人被造是从自然界有关系的。
And men were created with relationship with nature.
天使长被造直接对神有关系的。
But archangels were created with relationship with God.
因为他有执行神的命令。
Because they are going to execute the commandments of God.
执行神的审判。
And they want to fulfill the judgment of God.
他是大有能力的。
They have great powers.
他是永恒界里面的灵体。
They are spiritual bodies in eternity.
所以当天使长执行神的命令的时候,
And so when archangels will execute the commandment of God,
神不要他勉强执行。
And God does not want them to do this unwillingly.
所以神照样就把自由给了灵界里面一切的受造物。
Again,